to the Operation Move podcast. It is about 12 o'clock and on Friday, and I've just finished packing because I have on days like today where I've got a lot on, I figure I've got to work my way backwards. Things that definitely have to be done at the end of the day, and that's one of them. Normally, when I travel, I would catch an early morning flight, and so I kind of delude myself into thinking, oh, I've got loads of time to pack. Then I end up at 1 in the morning still packing. So it's kind of a blessing that this time I'm heading down in the evening, and even though I won't get down to Melbourne until relatively late, but I get to fly from Ballina to Melbourne, so I don't have to do that whole drive to the Gold Coast, which is pretty nice. So that part of my day is done, and I'm just going to now try and sort of line everything up so that when I get back on Sunday night exhausted, hopefully exhausted, being exhausted would be a good sign of a good race, that things sort of run smoothly while I'm away. But that part of it is done. Have the fueling part is organized too. What worked really well for me on the Gold Coast was I had, when I got up, I had a Stroop waffle, which is a funny name, but it's a thing that Goo has started making, which is sort of essentially like a cookie of some kind, and I don't need much convincing to have a cookie, but I found it quite easy to get something into me, and it was sort of easy to digest and everything like that. So I'll have that when I get up, and then again, like probably about half an hour before the race with some coffee. It's at 8, which is a bit later than what I'm used to doing. Like ordinarily I'm kind of used to things starting at 6 or 7, so it'd probably be a bit more important that I do actually have something to eat beforehand. And then I've got my 4 gels, which that's sort of optimistic. I see as I go, you know, I'll have one. If that feels fine, I'll have 2. If that feels fine, I'll have 3, and I'll just keep going until I'm not fine. Generally, because I break up the race into sections of 3Ks and then 3 5-kilometer blocks and then 3Ks. Having 4 is good because I have one just before each block starts, and as each block starts, the pace is supposed to get quicker in theory. So the gels help with that. So with everything happening down in Melbourne this weekend, I thought I would talk a little bit about the end of training cycles, which I talked a little bit about last week with, so having a break, particularly if you've been training consistently through the year. But something that I think that, I don't know, it happens to me, and I'm not sure if it happens to everyone or just some people, but I thought I'd talk about it anyway, which is that I get towards the end of a training cycle and get quite sad. And it's not pressure from the race, like what if I do well, what if I don't do well. I've sort of done enough at this point in time that I know that it's going to be the best possible thing that I can do on the day. So I don't really have a lot of kind of like pressure of, oh, like what if I don't do as well as I could. Well, if I don't do as well as I could, it's not for want of trying, I guess. And it always gives me good information about what's going on, whether it's, you know, like what part of it really sucks, you know, whether it's sort of like a nutrition part, whether it's just conditions of the day part, whether it's just, you know, fatigue, is it the lungs, is it the legs, all of those things that I can use in future training cycles. So it doesn't really worry me too much if I go in and don't do what I'm hoping to do. But I do get to the end of a training cycle, and there's a period of where I feel quite down about it, and I think it's just that it is an ending, and you've spent 3 months working on something, and for me, I really enjoy the process, so it's sort of like this is the end point of that process, even though there's going to be another one. This is the end point of this one. It's almost like a reluctance to let it go. I think for me, probably too, it's also the end of the year, so I always feel like a little bit, what am I going to do with myself in the off season, even though I'll have plenty to do, not having an event that I'm working towards show up for a good few months, it can kind of throw a bit of a spanner in the works of the routine that I'm used to and how I'm used to doing things. But by the same token, I'm also kind of looking forward to that because I get to this stage of the year and physically I feel good, but mentally I'm ready for a break. So I think that it's just great to keep in mind that those whole range of emotions are going to come up in the taper, and a lot of it is essentially your ego protecting you from failure. So if you look at a goal and that seems pretty scary, having your bigger goal is sort of like your ego's way of protecting you, saying, well, if this doesn't go my way or that doesn't go my way, I've got this backup plan. It doesn't mean I failed. I'm still doing okay. And there are great aspects of that because it maintains your confidence and it maintains your self-belief, and ego is a really important part of your mental running game. But on the other hand too, that fear of failure can stop you from being willing to fail. And so it's great to sort of like have that there, definitely have the backup plan, have your A goals, have your B goals, have your C goals. Allow yourself to feel protected in that you aren't going to be disappointed with the result if it doesn't go your way. But also, if you just run the kilometer that you're in and don't worry, it's very easy. Like I do this in races, I'll get into the first couple of kilometers and I'll be like, I can't go faster than this. This is as fast as it's going to go. But I'm thinking too far ahead because I'm thinking about like the 19 kilometers that I've still got to run, not the kilometer that I'm actually running. And so just having that moment of like, okay, this is fine. We don't have to worry about what happens next, but I'm okay here. This feels fine. This feels good. Breathing okay. Muscles feel good. It's, you know, don't think about anything else. And then you get to the next one and just do the same thing and keep bringing yourself back to the moment. And that is going to stop you from sort of psyching yourself out to thinking, I can't do this for, you know, another 20 kilometers or another 2 hours or whatever it is. And that is something also to be aware of going in, that sometimes that the doubts you have aren't real doubts that are based in reality. They are doubts based on a self-protection mechanism so that you can continue to feel good about yourself because you don't fail. And the brain is a really, really funny thing. Because a lot of times I think with my big races, I've almost had to talk myself out of it. That there's no way I can do this. It's too hard. It's too challenging. I'm not there yet. It's just too much. I should just dial down my expectations of what I can do and, you know, all of that. To get to a point where then I want to then sort of prove myself wrong. Very complicated. And that kind of like mental gymnastics will happen a lot before a race, and it's very well known with anyone who is in the community group or follows me on Instagram is that I always get sick in taper, always. And a lot of times it will magically go away before the race, so it doesn't affect things in any way. Sometimes it doesn't, but most of the time it does, and a few things happen. One is it forces me to focus on, you know, rest and nutrition and everything during the taper. Another thing is it really dials down what my expectations of myself are because I'm not, I don't feel 100%. And almost having that dialed down feeling with my expectations is enough that I don't have any fear of failure going into the actual thing, and then I'll just do what I can do. And I don't really believe in any way that the kind of the times that I have been sick before have really troubled my performance in any way. I think it is mostly a mental thing. Like this week I've been on the edge of a cold. So it hasn't, there was one day where it was kind of full blown where I was like, oh, I feel awful, and I've pretty much slept. But for the most part, it's just been like a little bit mucousy, a little bit of a sore throat, hasn't gone into the lungs, although I coughed this morning and really freaked myself out. And so it's there, and I've just been doing the best I can to balance, on the one hand, resting and recovering as much as I can, but not doing the thing where I don't do anything, because if I do that, then my body gets too relaxed and I'm likely to just get sick. So I've been trying to kind of like balance both of the things. And I can feel like I probably will get full sick after the race, but I think I can probably hold it off until then. But I do think it's mostly mental. I think it is just one of those things where I get probably such a sense of relief at like getting past the last hard session in my training plan that all my adrenaline completely drops and I get sick. But yeah, I think it is very much connected to sort of getting myself off the hook in terms of how I perform in an actual race situation. And then my ego always has that backup. Well, you weren't feeling so great. But the sort of the flip side of that is that because the pressure is then off, I probably do better than what I would if the pressure was 100% on. So you just have to work with your brain in that way, and just keep in mind that you have so much more in the tank than what you think you have. There are more gears in that. So if you just stay in the moment, even when it gets hard, when it comes to that time where you need more, it will be there. But you just sort of have to trust that it will be there. I think probably too, the other main reason why I get sad at the end of a training cycle is that for any training cycle, there's a goal in mind. And once I reach that goal, then I don't have to strive for it anymore. And in some ways, I think, you can always set a new one, and intellectually I know that, but reaching to that point where I'm no longer striving for that goal, I think that that's something that emotionally does affect me as well. So whether that's true for you or not, it is one of those things that is important to probably set your next goal before you actually get into your race or your event, because then you know, like, yes, you have your time off and everything in between, but you're not gonna sort of like have a motivational slump afterwards because you have something else that's on the horizon that you're working towards, as opposed to what can really easily happen, happens a lot, is somebody sets a really big goal, like a 10K or a half marathon or a marathon or whatever it is, and have not thought at all beyond that because it's so big and it takes so much time and everything like that. And then it's really easy to achieve that and then not run for 2 or 3 months afterwards just because it's such a big thing and it was never thought beyond. And so aside from whatever else is going on emotionally, you want to always think beyond this one event, because events are fantastic. I'm so excited to go down and see so many of the people I coach and so many people in the community, and you're in this amazing atmosphere, and Melbourne in particular, running onto the MCG. And it's always just been such a big Operation Move community event. So it's always super, super exciting. But it is also just one day of the year, and you want your training to be something that you enjoy every day, not just something that is for one day a year. You know, that one day a year is going to be pretty awesome, but you want your every day to be the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. So make sure you plan beyond that one big goal or that one big event, even if it is, it doesn't even have to be another event. It can be that you want to do a lower heart rate training cycle or whatever it is. Just have it on the cards and in your plans so that when you get to the end of this really big thing, you can take the time, you can soak it up, you can appreciate it, you can reflect on all of your hard work, but you know that there's something next. And that next is also what tends to pull me out of my end of training cycle emotional slump. That, and you know, getting to see lots of, as soon as I get down to Melbourne, it will be a different story, because right now I'm at home and I'm like, oh, it's the end and I really enjoyed it and I love training and you know. But as soon as I get on the plane, it will be a different story, because then it becomes about me going down to cheer and support people who are running this weekend, which is far more exciting than anything I might be doing. So I will leave it there and I will talk to you guys next week.